You know, I was struck by a fascinating story the other day that the city of Austin had signed a $1.4 billion contract to run major part of their transit system with an outfit called MV Transportation. Then I saw it was a Dallas-based company. Then I started researching a little bit more. It turns out it's the largest private provider of transportation services in North America. They've got 20,000 employees, and I'd never heard of them, and that's embarrassing, but we're going to fix that. Tom Egan is the CEO of MV Transportation. Joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Has this company really been, am I just lost, or has this company really been under the radar that much?
Well, we're a privately owned company, so sometimes privately owned companies stay under the radar, but we've been in business for 44 years. The original founders, Alex and Faison Lotti, still own the majority of the company, and it started out as a small one van in San Francisco. Alex and Faison saw a need for people with disabilities and needed transportation assistance,
right,
to have some means to get that assistance. And so the company, for probably 10 years, you know, grew maybe two or three vans over that period of time. And then all of a sudden in 1990, the ADA laws were passed, and those laws required every city and municipality that ran a public transit system to provide accessibility.
So that was the major thrust. So now 30 states, Canada, 200 communities, a fleet of 11,000 vehicles. So do you come into a city and just take over the system and run it? Or?
Well, we're in four businesses, right? So our largest business is paratransit. We're number one in the marketplace. And so every municipality that has a public transit system is required to have a paratransit or access, disability access,
right,
service. And we provide that in cities. We also provide fixed route services. So a city or municipality can outsource their fixed route busing to operations to a company like MV. We're also in school bus, right? So a lot of these departments of education outsource their school bus transportation. We do that. And then we also do corporate and campus shuttle. So large companies provide, with large campuses, provide shuttle services to their employees. And also they provide commuter services in highly dense cities where if you're an employee of, let's say, Microsoft, there are access points all in the suburbs around Seattle that an employee within a few miles of their home can drive to, park, and then the company shuttle will take them into the campus in Redmond. We provide that service for Microsoft.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, this is technology. In essence, it's been around forever.
Yes.
I mean, there have been bus systems, you know, going back to, you know, London, I guess, 100 years ago or something or other. But you're the relatively new CEO of MV Transportation, and you're a veteran of EDS and Hewlett-Packard and DXC Technology. And, I don't see bus anywhere in your background. Why is a technology guy running a transportation company like this?
So if you think about what we do, we basically do transportation outsourcing. And if you look at what EDS did, they did IT outsourcing. And the foundation of outsourcing is you provide an operational service to serve a customer. So all the foundational concepts in doing that are the same. You need to satisfy your customer. You need to provide a good service. You need to meet certain metrics of performance. You need to treat your people well, and you need to continually innovate to provide a better service over time. And so what happened was that I retired from DXC back 2 years ago. I was too young to not do anything. And I wasn't really looking for this opportunity, but I fell upon it because there was a need for a strong operations leader to come in and help improve the company. So I joined the company almost 18 months ago, it's been one of the most fun jobs I've ever had.
But I got a feeling you're coming in here in what ought to be sort of the new golden age for public transit, because, I mean, there was a period where everybody was working downtown and then they were commuting an hour and a half, you know, to Frisco or someplace to, you know, to live. But then they started to say, well, I could work in Frisco and live in Frisco, or I could work downtown and live near downtown. And that's where public transit comes in, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, so there are a number of dynamics in the industry that will change the face of public transit over time. So number one is the silver tsunami, right? So you have a lot of these,
the
silver tsunami, we call it. It's the baby boomer population that's aging and will need assisted services. And that's growing, especially in cities in the South, especially here in Texas, where we're starting to be the dominant player in Texas. There's also urbanization, where people want to live in urban communities. And so that's a dynamic. So between those two dynamics, there's lots of opportunities for growth. The customers that are using public transit today have a higher expectation as to what that experience needs to be. And that's where technology comes in.
Yeah, and that's where, and we've seen a little bit of this. I've seen there was a test out at, you know, Hall Financial of the Star with these, you know, self-driving vans that are going on. I know they're doing it in Arlington, and I don't know what the final product's going to look like, but the demand is there.
Yeah, you know, so really what customers want today, they want to make it easy, right? So they want an Uber-like experience where they can on-demand track their ride, pay for it easily, and then they want to get from point A and point B, right? And that's not necessarily just a fixed-route bus. It could be multimodal, right, where they take maybe an Uber or a microtransit to a station, take the fixed route to another station, and then take another microtransit to the destination of where they're going. That is what is emerging out in the market today, and that's what you'll see the direction of where public transit is going.
It seems like there has to be a marriage, though, and from the outsider standpoint, I'm not sure that that's taken place yet between technology, maybe your side, and then hardware, you know, yeah, coming up with the vehicles and the, yeah, you know, the life of, you know, if it's going to be electric, how long can it run? They're not quite there yet, are they?
No. So I separate the technology of providing the service versus the technology of the vehicle, right?
Right.
So we actually yesterday just launched a large pilot in Denver on autonomous vehicles, self-driving vehicles. Very excited about that. Electrification has been around for a lot of time, but the technology is not quite there. What people don't realize is in electrification, it's not just the bus, it's the whole power infrastructure that you need in that city in order to run electric buses. California is the biggest adopter of electrification. In 2040, they have to have all of California has to have a zero emission public transit fleet. And so you'll see quantum leaps in electrification in alternative green vehicles in the next two decades. But the technology is not, I would say it's early and it's effective, but not as effective as it can be, and there's a long way for it to go.
And it seems like there are a lot of players, too. And everybody wants this to be successful. Everybody wants to make $1 jillion, yeah, doing it. But, I mean, in your business, you're going to be there. But you got to kiss a lot of frogs, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, where's the prince?
So I think about it in this manner. So no matter what the means of transport is, whether it's an autonomous vehicle, a CNG bus, an electric bus, even a scooter, we're the service provider that bundles that and integrates that all together to provide a service. A customer doesn't actually care what,
right,
vehicle they're in. They care about getting from point A to point B. That's where we come in. We know how to operate the service, and we know how to integrate all the various technology platforms to enable that service to be operated with the highest level of customer satisfaction.
You know, historically, public transit companies are, you know, are a service. I mean, they're not expected. I mean, it'd be nice if they broke even, but the fact is operating at a loss is acceptable because it's subsidized. Does any of this breakthrough, does any of this make it more of a break even or maybe even a profitable enterprise?
Yeah, you know, so I look at, first of all, technology in the industry is very underserved by technology, and technology gives you the promise to change people and process in the technology to build a better business. And so I think that bringing more technology into the business will enable companies like us to continue to innovate and find better ways to deliver the business, the service cheaper, better, faster.
And MV Transportation keeps elephant hunting too. I mean, a $1.4 billion in revenues this year, but a $1.4 billion deal with the city of Austin. You guys had to be high-fiving on that one.
Yeah, we were very excited about it. I mean, we're incredibly excited to serve the city of Austin. And, you know, actually, that's not the biggest contract that we have.
Really?
And so, you know, we serve over 200 customers, but, you know, we have some incredibly large contracts. And there's a lot of money in this business because the service is large, right? Think about the city of Austin. We'll run almost 400 vehicles a day. That's a huge service, servicing a large population. We're very excited.
You work
about
around
it.
Here? Anything with DART or the
yeah.
T? The
yeah, T? So we do paratransit for DART.
Okay.
So all of the accessible vehicle operations, all of the management of that service, we do that in partnership with DART.
That's a fascinating company. I agree. If there was somebody to come out of retirement for, this is probably it. Tom Egan is the CEO of MV Transportation. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Glad
I'm David Johnson.
Here.
News Radio 1080 KRLD.